Welcome back to the Union Edge Laborist Talk Radio. I'm Angela Bachman here with Brittany Sheets.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us today. We've been having lots of fun. And a quick thank you to PFT Local 400 and Laborers Local 373 for all of your support. We really appreciate it.
And joining us for our weekly Tinfoil Hat Award, we have Alex Kaplan joining us from Media Matters. Hey, Alex, how's it going today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Great. So there's been a lot happening in the past 24 to 48 hours in the media.
Yeah.
So where are we going to start today?
So not all of it is actually about Comey. Just to let, I know that you, probably, I know that's been like the big thing, especially like the later part of this week, but not all of it's related to that. Actually, I have a tie for the number three for tinfoil hat this week.
Oh man!
It's not related to Comey too. It's both from Alex Jones.
Oh boy!
So Alex Jones and Gaby McInnes earlier this week, 3 days ago, were discussing a case of a woman who was assaulted and thrown onto the subway tracks in New York. So. You know, obviously a terrible thing. And Gavin McInnes, by the way, is like basically he's a kind of part of this alt-right sphere that Jones is also part of. So he comes onto the show and they're discussing this. And they talk about whether women, like, deserve, and the exact word is whether they, quote, deserve to be attacked. And McInnes says, quote, what are you doing? Were you drunk? Are you familiar with New York City? What are you thinking? And now it's spread out to the world. We've told women they're men, and they're complaining about why are women up at 4 in the morning. And it's just really, like, basically, like, misogynistic. And, yeah, no one deserves to be attacked. I don't like that. That's an absurd and offensive thing to say.
100%. That is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
And if you get there have been plenty of men, first of all, that have been thrown onto subway tracks. Second of all, are you supposed to not use the subway then? Like, are we just supposed to stay at home? Is that what they're getting at? Is like, don't leave the house, don't leave the kitchen? I mean,
they
come
were,
on.
Like, ranting about feminism or something, and it's Alex Jones, so, you know,
yep.
Something stupid to come out of his show. And another stupid thing that came out of his show, which is why I had a tie, was he went after Jimmy Kimmel, who, as we all know, had a monologue about his son and leave his heart defect and talking about health care, and got a lot of conservative media angry, and including Alex Jones, who I'm going to quote him when he said in response. He said,
oh,
quote,
boy.
Oh, look at Jimmy Kimmel. His child has heart defects. It isn't that they had the child earlier, had a C-section, I think that's what he said. They won't even tell them that causes heart problems, obviously. No, no, no. We're not going to tell you it's all the vaccines you took or chemicals you ingested. We're not going to discuss the vaccines they just gave your child. So I guess he's attacking his kid, Kimmel's kid, for having vaccines.
But
and I don't know. It's Jones, so it's often incoherent.
That is incoherent's a good word to describe that. That stream of consciousness. I'm not sure what he was trying to get at with that. I mean, the kid was unfortunately born with a heart defect.
Yeah.
That happens, but you're born before you get vaccines. He knows that, right?
I don't know. I can't speak on behalf of Jones, so who knows?
Oh, man. Wow. I know he's one for the rant. We are well aware of that.
Yeah.
And the rant usually does not make a lot of conscious sense. We also know that. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good tie. That's a tough tie.
Attacking a days-old baby. That's a new one.
Yeah.
Yep. So that was a tie. And now on to Comey-related stuff. So my top two are Fox. Number two, I struggled this one. I had to go back. I went back and forth. But number two is Fox and Friends, President Trump's favorite morning show. Talking the day after Comey was fired, Brian Kilmeade, one of the co-hosts of the show, just says a blatant lie. Blatant lie. He says, the quote, the Russia investigation was going nowhere, referring to the FBI's Russia probe. Total lie.
Mm-hmm.
The CNN, literally the night before, had reported that there were that subpoenas had started being issued to associates of former National Security Director Michael Flynn. And later the later in that day, after Comey said this, there were reports that Comey had asked for more money or more resources for the probe. It wasn't that it was going nowhere. It was basically the exact opposite. It was ramping up.
Yeah.
And for Comey to say that was just misleading his audience and was flat out lying. I believe it was a lie.
I 100% agree with you.
He should have known better.
Yeah.
But, I'm not. The show says incorrect and false things all the time, but it was just. I'm just guessing he knew that that was a completely false statement when he said it. I mean, that's just a guess.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think he did it on purpose. That wasn't an accident. That wasn't a slip up. That was on purpose.
Yeah. And Murdoch's. Oh, I believe the Wall Street Journal literally contradicted the reporting later. Reporting this stuff. So it's a Murdoch outlet contradicting a Murdoch outlet. I just think it's kind of funny. So that was my number two. My number one at the end, I decided to go with Geraldo Rivera, who this was later the same day regarding Comey. And this is insane. I don't know. I'm ridiculous. I'm just going to read it. So they're talking about possible Russia probe, whether there was collusion or not, and he says, quote, Rivera, what is the crime if the Russian KGB chief is talking to Paul Manafort and the chief says, I've got this dirt here that says Hillary Clinton was this or that, and Paul Manafort says, next Wednesday, why don't you release that? That'd be great for us. I don't know that that's a crime at all. What's the crime?
Are you serious?
He actually said this.
That was a direct quote?
Yes, direct quote. I don't even know what to say to that. Think about what you just said. Doesn't that sound pretty bad? That sounds pretty bad if that's what actually happened. We don't know yet, but if that did happen, that seems pretty problematic to me and I think to most people.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to rethink that statement.
Right. I mean, I guess that maybe that's his speculation of worst case scenario, but that's really bad. Worst case scenario is really bad.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I can't. I'm not a lawyer, but so I guess the specifics of it, I can't speak on behalf of. But the quote implies to me that you're trying to downplay how bad that sounds, and you shouldn't do that.
You're just making yourself look bad at that point.
It sounded kind of ridiculous.
Well, it's not even just kind of ridiculous. It sounds really ridiculous. That's why I won the tinfoil hat.
Yeah. Yes. Thinking more about it, this is probably the clear winner of the week. I guess, I don't know. I guess he thinks potential foreign intrusion like this is okay. I don't know. I guess he's got a very high bar for what's bad.
I guess. Jeez, that makes me...
I don't know.
Sort of want to know and also sort of not want to know what he thinks is bad. It's like that train wreck you can't look away from, sort of.
Yeah, it's not the first absurd thing Geraldo Rivera has said.
And it will not be the last.
He praised, huge bomb that Trump dropped in Afghanistan, saying it was one of his favorite things at Fox was watching huge bombs get dropped on bad guys.
This is not a cartoon. Life is not a cartoon.
Yeah. So...
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, we are about out of time, but real quick, where can people find out more about Media Matters and the things that you guys are watching and reading?
You can go to our website at mediamatters.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and at Twitter at MMFA, and you can follow me at ALKAPDC.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Alex.
Thanks for having me on. Have a good weekend.
You too. That was Media Matters Research Coordinator Alex Kaplan. I'm Brittany Sheets here with Angela Bachman, and you've been listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.